Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And, well, we're in May. Yesterday was May Day. And, you know, May Day is known in older days, a time of sensuality and fertility, assuring life would continue. It's most associated with towns and villages celebrating springtime fertility of the soil, livestock, and people, and the revelry with village festivals and community gatherings. Now it's not something we celebrate so much. We have that image of the maypole in our mind, and that's a symbol of acknowledging the fertility of the earth and ushering in the season of summer. And they would have, they dance the maypole, and then they jump across a fire and then allow their sensual selves to come out and play. So I invite you to have a great May Day weekend and play with our Mother Earth and your friends and loved ones. So I want to start off by just mentioning our Sacred Pampering Day. It's a big fundraiser for Women of Wisdom in Seattle. It's a great fun day of trying out diverse healing modalities and readers. We have tarot readers. We have psychic readers. We have body workers, you name it. And we still have the call out for practitioners of all this wonderful gifts that people have. And you can go to our website and find out about it. You can also sign up and purchase tickets to just receive these pamperings. So just go to womenofwisdom.org. Under programs, look for Sacred Pampering Day. And today I have a special guest, Regina Katz. She is a spiritual teacher, transformational author, and positivity junkie, who inspires hundreds of thousands of people every day to live lives of limitless possibility. Her Los Angeles-based company is Romancing Your Soul, where she guides people to lead with their hearts. And now she has her very first book, Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. Regina is set to touch the hearts of a wider audience, and I'm so glad for Regina to be with us today. Welcome,
Thank you,
Regina.
Pleasure. Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes. Well, first, I want you to, you share so much of yourself in the book, and I want you to tell us your story, how you came to that threshold of knowing you needed to change your life.
Yeah. I think it's a place that we all reach. You know, we reach that wall, Chris, where we're no longer happy being a victim. You know, the pity parties just aren't working for us. So I reached that, I guess, the final wall around my 43rd birthday, and I was just having a great pity party, and I had this aha phenomenon happen to me, and I'm sure that most of us out there can understand what that feels like when you realize something that you've known with your head for a long time, but your heart takes over, you know, that wiser part of us. So I was sitting on the couch with my dogs huddled around and throwing a giant pity party, and all of a sudden, this little question popped through my consciousness. Do you actually like feeling this way? And if so, who do you think is actually responsible for creating the life you say you want? Chris, in that moment, my heart spoke loud and clear, and I heard it, and it said, you're responsible for creating the life you want. And in that moment, something magical happened. You know, it's very hard to explain, but once you've gone through it, you totally get it, you know. My heart took over, and that wiser part of me let go of the victimization, let go of wanting someone to ride up on the white horse and rescue me from an unsatisfied life, And I began the process of taking over myself. I think that at 43, it was sort of the last thrust. You know, I had been working on this for a long time. But that really was the surrender. That's what I call it, surrendering.
Yes, you do have to surrender. And you talk about pity parties. Well, we've all had them. And sometimes you get to that last rock bottom, you know, the bottom of the well, where it's like, okay, enough is enough. What do I have to do here? And that's surrendering at that point, and then kind of figuring out, well, you know, what do you do from there? Mm-hmm. So your book gives us, it's kind of a blueprint that people can explore, because you have lots of exercises. And you're talking about love. So how, you know, that was your first realization, but then how did you bring heart into your life?
Well, Chris, I think that really part of the process that I'd like to share is that I came in just like you and I always do, you know, all of us do, knowing that we're loved, knowing that we're connected to something wiser than ourselves. I remember an experience when I was about 18 months old where I sort of woke up and said, wow, you know, what a beautiful world to be in. And even as a little child, as little children, I think that we understand this. So my journey has been staying close to that wise part of me, the divine is what I call it. That's where what lives and resides within our heart and soul, at least in my belief system. So I think a lot of my journey has been not so much waking up to the fact that I am a spiritual being on a great human adventure, but staying aligned with that when everybody else told me that it was supposed to look so much different than what I actually know it to look like for me.
Yeah, and that was part of your book. You talk about, you know, what is right for you. Rather, you know, so many of us spend our lives trying to please others and listen to everybody else except our own heart.
Definitely. And, you know, I think that we become fulfilled, Chris. I think that we really believe that we in our purpose, because each of us has a wonderful purpose here on the planet. And I think regardless of what we do to express that purpose, I believe that our fundamental reason for being is to establish the most incredible relationships with other people, but first with ourselves. So this particular journey that I took was coming into my heart center, you know, the love place, finding out what love really is for me, because I wasn't taught. You know, I don't know too many of us are, Chris, exactly, that are taught what love is.
Mm-hmm. Well, so then for you, what is love?
Well, I believe that love for us, and for certainly for myself included, is affection. I believe that love is caring, but I also believe that we need to understand, or at least it's changed my life to understand, that love is positive behavior. So when I say I love you to someone, then I am making the agreement with myself to behave and treat them with the behaviors of love, such as cooperation, support, loyalty, forgiveness, honesty, all of these wonderful positive behaviors of love that reside within our soul. So for me, I think it's very important for us to actually put a tangible actions on what love is.
Yes, like many of the steps you've listed. Well, what was that most impactful thing for you that turned the corner for you to love yourself? And because there's lots of steps, you know, we can say we love ourselves, but, you know, we really have to own that and feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad that you brought in the feeling part, because love is feeling. But unless we feel what it means to be patient, then we cannot, you know, feel what it means to be patient with ourselves, Chris, then we really can't feel what patience is for someone else. So what brought me to this was actually understanding that in order to love, it is about embodying the actions of love. And first, like I say before, with me, so that I have it within to give. You know, for many years, I was raised to believe that I had to love others first, or I had to love a divine being or a savior or something. But no one ever told me what that was supposed to look like. And no one
we're not.
Those things.
And then we go through life making all the errors and all the mistakes and feeling very unloved. And usually if we're feeling very unloved, we're not loving ourselves.
Well, that's correct, but I think that one of the most important reasons that I sat down and devoted 10 years of my life to coming up with what I consider to be a guidebook on how to create the best life possible, at least it's worked that way for me and other people that I've been able to share it with, is to actually define what love is. And for me, Chris, each one of the steps that I've outlaid is part of loving ourselves. It's not only treating ourselves with the positive behaviors of love, which is extremely important, but it's also about paying attention to what's most important in the moment. It's about being honest, making time to play, nurturing ourselves, taking care of our body. It's a whole package. You know, we are great spiritual beings on a wonderful human adventure, but we're also physical, emotional, and intellectual beings. And I think that our happiness comes from, you know, putting all of those things together and nurturing all of who we are.
Yeah, and there's so much there, and we're going to get into that in the next segment, because you do, in your book, talk about the mind, the body, and the spirit, and sometimes that can be overwhelming, and so we're going to go a little bit more into that when we come back from our break.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Regina Cates, author of Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. And Regina, can you give people your website address where people can find out more about what you do and what you have to offer?
Sure. Thank you. It's romancingyoursoul.com, and that's also the name of the Facebook page. It's Romancing Your Soul over on Facebook, too.
Okay, and do you have a web? Do you have a email, a newsletter that people sign up for, or anything like that you want to let people know about?
Sure, absolutely. And all they have to do is just go to the website, Romancing Your Soul, and we've got it right there.
Okay, great.
Easy sign up.
Mm-hmm. Great. So the way your book is set out, one of the first things you do is talk about questioning ourselves. So Tell us what you consider the most important things to question about our lives.
Oh, my goodness, wow, there's a list, Chris, at least there was for me, you know. I think that we need to question our thoughts constantly. You know, the mind has a mind of its own, and when I had that aha that day, And it's sort of like the apple that hit me on the head. I really felt empowered because when I learn to start questioning everything that my mind comes up with, then I am able to determine if I'm actually living aligned with heart or if I'm living aligned with what I consider to be ego, which is, you know, personal importance. So everything in my life I question. I question what I'm thinking, what I'm doing, what I'm feeling about other folks in order to determine, am I evaluating or am I judging? You know, I question, am I sarcastic? Am I honest? What does it really mean to be honest? You know, and I want to encourage folks to understand that this is not as difficult as it seems. You know, sometimes it might seem overwhelming, but this is how we establish intimacy, Chris. This is was the big aha for me in asking myself these questions, and some of them were difficult to admit to myself. You know, I did lie at one time. I've even stolen at one time. I've done some behaviors that were not what I considered to be good, and I was pushing them under the rug until I actually had the courage to face those behaviors and be honest with myself. So it's not as difficult a process as we think it is. What I found is that it's a lot more difficult to stay not really connected to who we are and the intimacy of knowing who we are deeply.
Well, I wonder, and some of it, sometimes in your book, you talk about your experiences, and some of it's feedback from other people. I mean, you know, when we're acting out or doing something that, like, you know, that the place where we should think differently, we get clues from other people that their response to us is not exactly what we were looking for, expecting, or wanting, or we're going, oops, I think I did something wrong here. Mm-hmm. Is that, I mean, it seems like one thing that people could do is to watch the external responses of people.
Absolutely. You know, too often we find it so easy to shoot the messenger. You know, someone comes up and points out something about our behavior that we know is true, or we want to automatically defend that and say, no, we don't want to look at that. You know, one of the best things that's ever happened to me was learning to listen to the feedback of other folks. Now, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that might project their stuff onto you, but there's also a lot of people, especially those that love us, that are being honest with us about our behavior. And if we drop down that ego and we refuse to get connected, you know, we're hooked into the judgments of other folks and we just listen to what they have to say, it's a gift for us. And taking their advice, is it can really make a huge change in our life. It's something that I recommend we do.
Yes, yeah, so that requires listening and surrendering to, because we tend to get very defensive because we don't want to be look bad. We don't want to be made wrong. Mm-hmm. And we get very shameful about it, so we get defensive.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, that's the ego reacting. You know, I've found in my life that soul-heart responds. That's purposeful action. That's a thinking action. That's something that is intentional, whereas my ego, so many times over my life, I just ego-boxed with people. You know, they would say something that was hurt me or about my behavior, and I would just defend myself. I think that for me, I learned that that really was not beneficial for me at all, that I really need to sit back and listen. And sometimes they were absolutely wrong, but a majority of the times, Chris, they were right. And when I took their advice and their observations, because a lot of times, you know, we're blind to our own behavior. We've been doing this for so long that we just don't see it anymore. When we take that from someone else, boy, it sure does help us. It empowers us to make positive changes.
Yeah, that's so true. Well, and that there's an aspect in your book about, you know, that need to be right. And I think you even shared stories sometimes where you knew you're right, but it was just better to let the to let that go. And then there always was something else that happened afterwards where the other person finally realized, oh, there was, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in the story that I shared, they were right also. That was the curious part. You know, the truth has a way of surfacing. And what was interesting about this exchange is I had sent an email, and you know how technology is, it got lost. And then the person didn't think that I had sent the email and definitely went to the place of judgment and thought that I had lied. It immediately discounted our whole history together, which is something that ego will do, even if you've known someone for a very long period of time. Well, she had work done on her computer, and mysteriously this email arrived. So we were both right. I had sent the email just as I said I had, and she had not received it just as she said she, you know, so we were both correct. But we too often in a relationship, we allow ego just to destroy something over a misunderstanding. Wow.
Well, and I think to make assumptions.
Sure. Yeah, that's deadly, isn't it?
You know? Yeah. And so sometimes, like we teach at Woman Wisdom Circle Leadership, is just asking questions, because we can jump to assumptions when we hear somebody say something. We hear it through our own lens. You know, we have a lens to go over our eyes, what we see, but also in our ears. And and we'll jump to this assumption, and then, you know, that's when things go sideways, because that's not what the person was meaning. And and so if you, rather than jumping to, you know, responding to that, is to just ask, did you mean, and ask the question and get clarity, and then you won't get in that awful escalating things that happen in communications.
Well, that's true. And, you know, this is the same thing that we can do, or the same thing that we do. I did it for many, many years with ego boxing. Someone cuts you off in traffic. We automatically go to the place of, my goodness, they are a rude you-know-what. You know, sometimes, Chris, at least in my life, I have made mistakes that negatively impacted people, but it was not my intent. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. That's why I think it's very important when we lead with our heart to be aware of what we're doing and why, because we can unintentionally hurt someone. Then we automatically get angry with them because they should have known better, and we go down this escalating path of ego boxing, where we just need to sit back and say, hey, maybe they didn't see me. You know, giving one another the benefit of the doubt, because we all do things like this, I think that's very important in leading with your heart.
Yes. And in that, when you're talking, what I was hearing, the word forgiveness, is like, you know, that allowing, giving the benefit of the doubt, forgiving, because what does it serve you to get angry back? You're the one that hurts from that. The feelings in the body when you're angry are not good for you.
Oh, yes, you can feel it. We can definitely feel it. I think, for me, that's one of the reasons that I had illness. That's one of the reasons that I felt so much stress and anger with life, is because I was holding so much resentment. For me, Chris, forgiveness is releasing the resentment of what I think that someone should have done differently, because the past is over. And I'm not going to condone what they did, and I'm not going to say that it was okay, and I'm not releasing them from whatever debt they have to pay for, you know, hurting other folks. But I'm going to release the energy of still being connected to that event and that person. For so, you know, so many of us hold on to that stuff that happened to us when we were little kids. If the people would have known better, they would have done better. That's the wisdom of Dr. Maya Angelou.
Yes. And so, again, that's that allowing. Well, another thing you talk about is boundaries, you know, creating healthy relationships, and how boundaries are important.
Yes. Yeah, boundaries are crucial to all healthy relationships. And I think sometimes that we want to be liked, and so we allow folks to walk all over us, or we go against our own values to fit into the crowd. And when we go against ourselves, we suffer. That's a big thing, a big aha that happened for me. So it took me a long time to learn how to set boundaries, because I wasn't allowed to do that when I was young. When I was a little child, I was molested by a physician and a babysitter, and I was not able to set a boundary for myself. So growing up and going into adulthood, I still had not set boundaries, and I felt used and abused, not that I was still being physically abused, but used and abused in relationship because I didn't have a voice. That's why it's very important for us to establish what behavior is acceptable in relationship and what behavior is not acceptable, and say no. No is a complete sentence. That's not original to me. That phrase, I don't know who said it, but no is a complete sentence. Maybe it's Louise Hay, I don't know. But it really is a complete sentence. And for so many of us, we have such a hard time doing that because we don't want to rock the boat. Well, here's the problem with that. Albert Einstein said that no circumstance can be changed at the same level of awareness that created it. So unless we speak up against abuse, unless we take a stand against these behaviors that are negative, there's not going to be any change. We have to bring a higher level of awareness, and that's what setting boundaries does, no matter how difficult it may be for us to do that. It still brings the higher level of awareness, and that's what love does.
Right. And it is hard to speak our boundaries. One of the things that I've learned, there's a system of asking for what you want, or, you know, you have it. Usually it's because you have an issue with somebody is crossing the boundaries and doing something that's not, you know, good for you. It's not acceptable to you. It's to state very clearly, when you do this, this is how I feel and what I would like you to do, and ask for an action step. This is what I want you to do. And to be very clear and simple, keep it very simple, and just, you know, stating, when you do this, this is how I feel. So that they get the impact of what their actions have been. It's very powerful to do that.
Mm-hmm. It is. You know, when you leave your dirty underwear on the floor, I feel used. Please pick it up.
Yeah, it's very simple. We tend to get really hung up in all the stories about it and go on and on because our own fears that they're not going to accept hearing this, they're not going to change. If you just keep it simple and it's creating a boundary, like, this is what I would like you to do. And, you know, if they keep doing it, you have to question, is this person the person to be in your life? Well, this is Chris Stanis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more with Regina Cates, author of Lead With Your Heart.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Regina Cates. And we've been talking about leading with your heart. And her website, just want to remind people to check it out when you can, is romancingyoursoul.com. So, Regina, you talk a lot about the different aspects, using your mind, body, and spirit to heal the many faces that we issue, issues that we face. And so I was struck by, like, in one chapter, it's called Master a Mind That Has a Mind of Its Own. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit about that, how we master our mind.
Well, yeah, you know, I think it's a lot easier than I made it, because for many years, Chris, I didn't even know that I was run by a mind that was out of control. I would have a thought, but I didn't really realize that I could be in charge of that thought, that I could actually change that thought. This is important because our thoughts create our behavior. Our behavior creates our life. So one of the transformational ahas for me was realizing that, wow, I don't have to do or think what my thoughts tell me. You mentioned before that we have these perceptions. We have these lenses that we see ourselves and other people through. We have filters also that we hear things through. And unless we are aware of what the motivation is behind our thoughts, then we might just follow those thoughts. Let me give you an example from my own life. You know, I at one time weighed about 183 pounds. I had gone through a back surgery and started just eating without awareness. So my thoughts told me that I really needed to lose weight. But at the same time, they also told me when I started exercising and eating right that I would never be able to keep it off. So what I found out is that there really is not a win-win with our head. Our head is going to tell us a whole lot of stuff to justify our behavior or to beat us up. That's when I realized, wow, my mind has a mind of its own. My heart is the part of me that is wise enough to question those sometimes absolutely irrational and ridiculous thoughts.
Yes, and it's like our mind is trying to talk us out of, like, you know, you could never lose this weight. You know, go ahead and have that cupcake. And there's times I think I was talking to somebody else on the show a few weeks ago. It was like making that you're at the grocery store and no, I'm not going to buy ice cream. And then you're down the ice cream aisle and you're buying it. And other times I'm like, no, I'm not going to have the ice cream. And it all depends on my frame of mind in the moment and how I and really listening to it and how I'm feeling in the moment.
Perfect. You just hit the nail on the head. We have to listen to those thoughts, and then we have to realize the motivation behind them, because if our motivation is to eat healthy and not have ice cream, then we will stay aligned with that. But we have to understand, at least I had to understand for me, Chris, that I'm the one that's in control. See, my mind will tell me whatever, and I will justify just having one more cigarette. In order to quit a 22-year habit of two packs a day, I had to set a boundary with myself of not picking up one more cigarette. So I quit cold turkey on a Sunday evening at 9 p.m. many, many years ago, maybe 15 now at this point. But my mind continued to tell me that I could just have one. My heart, the wiser part of me, had to say no, because my goal is to be a non-smoker.
Yeah, that's a good example. I was just thinking, my husband and I met 35 years ago yesterday at the original Red Robin in Seattle, which no longer exists. And so we have a tradition of going to Red Robin and sometimes just for a drink and dessert, but we went and ate a hamburger. And I knew having a hamburger, I've actually lost weight this week and I've been eating really well. And I just knew that eating out, just, you know, you can put on 2 pounds. But I actually, because I knew we could get a free dessert, saying it was our 35th anniversary. And I just told my husband, we're not going to tell him because I don't want a dessert. I'm already eating this, you know, hamburger and French fries. And so, you know, I didn't. I really stuck to that. I thought I didn't need to have the sweet. I didn't need to have the dessert. And I could certainly justify it given it's an anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Because that, for me, Chris, that's what made my whole life worth living. When I realized that I have the power to not do what my mind says and justifies, I started creating my life from my heart. By that, I mean soul, spirit, the part of us that says, hey, you know, don't need to go out with him. He's totally self-absorbed, even though he's very handsome. We get these messages all the time. I'm not the only one. Neither are you. We get these internal dialogues from our soul all the time. When we act upon that, that's what leading with your heart is all about. When we act upon that, we create the most incredible life. It's when we go against that that we then have fodder for our mind to beat us up. You shouldn't have that dessert, Chris. Told you.
See? Yeah, it's never ending. I could beat myself up the next day when I was 3 pounds heavier instead of two.
But one thing that's powerful is to realize that we're doing this to ourselves. There's no one else out there that's doing this to us. And when we do that, we become very empowered to make the changes that we want to to change in our life. I tell you what, when I quit smoking, then the list of what I wanted to change in my life, I started ticking those puppies off really quickly.
So it sounds like that's one key to tell people to make a list.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the first step that I did. You know, we're asking ourselves hard questions. What is everything that's going right with me? We want to start with the right with me, Chris. We want to see our glasses is full. We want to see how wonderful we really are. So let's start with everything that's going right with me. And then let's go to the list of what's not right with me. Because when you see everything that you're doing right, then it gives you encouragement to fix those things that you don't like about yourself. At one time, I was $35,000 in debt and credit card. I was a shopping therapy junkie. Never once did buying something make me feel better about myself. It added to that mind chatter of, you know, you're absolutely, totally irresponsible person. So we have to make the list of everything that's going right. And we have to make the list of everything that's not going right. And then here's another thing, Chris, that I found very helpful. We take it one at a time. So often we want to chew the whole thing up at once and get rid of all of these habits that we've got. It's a habit. We have to break a habit by forming a new good habit.
Yeah, I was just had someone on a couple of weeks ago and was like, take it a small step. So if you want to exercise, start with once a week and then increase it to twice a week or whatever it is, to take it in small steps. So then you get that positive reinforcement. Because if we try to do it all at once, we're going to fail. Like, I'm not going to get to the gym 5 days a week. And then we go, oh, why should I'm never going to do that. Why should I even try?
Very important, because once we have something, like I said before, habits have to be changed. When I quit smoking, I dropped the negative habit of smoking cigarettes, and I replaced it with the positive habit of being a non-smoker. Just like with exercise, if we get out and do whatever this is, it's a habit that we do, and consistency is the key. If we get to go out and exercise once a week and we have not been doing that, what a wonderful gift we're giving to ourselves.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. We're giving ourselves a gift. And so, you know, like really just looking at what is it you want to change? What's the most important thing? So if you make your list, you have your list of good things about yourself and the list of the things that you want to change, and maybe prioritize them into, well, this is the most important. Sometimes when you work on the most important thing, the others, I wonder if you find this, the others just fall into alignment with that because they can be connected.
Absolutely. That is so true. And the thing that we find is that we become very empowered by taking control of ourselves. That's very important for us to understand, too, Chris, is that all of this is about self-control. That's what leading with your heart is all about. The self, the higher self within you, the wiser one that said, hey, don't have that piece of cake, don't smoke those cigarettes, because that wiser part of us wants us to take good care of ourselves. That's what love does. When we do one thing, Chris, even if it's a tiny little thing, then we feel empowered, and that's when we get motivated to do another one.
Oh, I know. Just losing a couple pounds, and then it's three, and then it makes me want to keep working on eating well, because I can then keep the weight, reducing it, and it's successful. And so when I have that little bit of success, I feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. You're loving yourself by that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
And part of the thing is we have to overcome these things that aren't good for us, these habits. There's something about fear, of having to face our fears. And why is that so important to overcome?
Well, it goes back to the mind with a mind of its own. Mind is where fear is housed. There's a big difference between living in fear of earthquakes and having the fear of an earthquake. You know, like when I'm rattled awake at 3 a.m., then I become fearful. It's just that natural fight or flight. But I don't walk around living in Los Angeles fearing earthquakes. So we have to look at each of these circumstances that we're afraid of. Like in the front of the book, I say, I was terrified of dying. Then I realized I was really afraid of living. So why was I so scared of dying? It was because I wasn't paying attention to my life to create something beautiful from it that I would be proud of. The only way that I got from that fear of dying to the appreciation and the gratitude of every single second of the day is by facing that fear and dissecting it. Why am I afraid of dying? Because the reality is I'm going to die someday. So accepting that was so powerful. I don't know when it's going to happen. I can't control it. But what I can do is make sure that I'm living the legacy that I want to leave right this minute. Then when it comes, I will not have any regrets. That's a big thing for us, I believe.
Yeah, that's true. Well, this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Regina Cates.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voices
of women. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit the drpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm talking with Regina Cates. She's the author of Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. And we've been talking a lot about that love. And when Regina, when we bring that love in, it's like we can connect to what is our purpose, because we're more in touch with our feelings and ourself and connected to our spirit of that we're able to create that life that we're meant here to live.
Absolutely, definitely. You know, when we love ourselves first, Chris, then the whole world becomes beautiful. Other people become beautiful. We no longer see them as enemies, you know. We no longer live in lack or victimization. We get our purpose, and that purpose is to establish deep relationships with one another. Doesn't have to be just the relationship of a mother and child or a relationship of a husband and wife or partners. It can be the relationship that I have with someone walking down the street when I stop to pet their dog. When my heart is open, I feel it flowing between us, and that's the key to not only creating our best life, but helping to create the best life for the planet as a whole.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. So That key to healing the planet, because I think we're in this boat of realizing we need to do a lot of healing for the planet.
And I think that's a wonderful place to be in. I'm a positivity junkie, Chris, so I see that every single thing that we're facing today is an opportunity for us to wake up. And I think that's fantastic, because you and I are the ones with the power. There is nobody out there waiting to come to our rescue. You and I are the ones that are going to do it. And what I have found for my own life is when I take responsibility for my behavior, my thoughts, my words, my actions, not jumping to conclusions, giving folks the benefit of the doubt, trying to live every day in a responsible way, with leading with the values of my heart, the people around me are impacted positively. And this sort of goes out like a concentric circle. That's what Michael Jackson said, you know, start with the man in the mirror. This is so true. We change ourselves and the world changes. I often say changed people change people without trying. And another thing that I say is treating other people as you want to be treated doesn't mean waiting for them to go first. You know, you and I have to be the ones that do that to lead the way.
Oh, I know, and I've experienced that even just in little things like being in a workshop and like you're supposed to do an exercise with someone, you're supposed to choose somebody, and that wanting to be chosen has stopped me from choosing someone I want to be with, and then I feel like no one chose me, and I get in the whole, you know, victim thinking and realizing it was sort of a lesson like, why don't I step up and choose? Why am I waiting for someone to choose me? And, you know, because I'm the one that's in charge of my life. I'm not a victim to, otherwise then I'm a victim. I'm just at the whim of, you know, is the universe going to choose me? Well, no, I have to choose the universe to support
that's
me,
correct.
To, you know, guide me. It starts with me.
That's correct. That's correct. And we become powerful because when we feel worthy and when we love ourselves, we're not really interested in impressing anyone else. I think that just by loving ourselves, other people will love us because they're going to be attracted to the wonderful energy that's around us. I have folks come right up to me, strangers on the street, and just begin talking to me, and I am so deeply honored, Chris. I'm sure this happens to you, too, just because they see and feel the light within my heart. With more of us doing this sort of thing and not being scared to take the lead, we're creating a much different world. I see it happening right now. Whole reason behind the book, Lead With Your Heart. It is a guide. I spent a lot of time trying to make it a simple guide for how we can be the ones that actually help change the world. First with us.
Yeah, it begins with us. And every chapter, you have meditations and you have exercises. Is there any exercise that you would like to share with the audience that was particularly helpful for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's start with one that was very helpful for me, and that is sit down and on the left-hand side of the piece of paper, make a list of everything that is going right with you right now, from the smallest thing to the largest. You know, you balance your checkbook every single month. You say hello to the post person. You allow folks to come in traffic when it's crowded. Everything that you can think of that you do right now that makes you proud of yourself, genuinely proud, not from an ego perspective, but from leading with your heart. Then on the other side of the paper, make a list of everything that's not quite going right. I'm an impatient person. You know, all of these things that might not make you feel the best about yourself, because that really, for me, Chris, is what happens for us. We get upset with our behavior. How other people behave really is less of an impact because it's how we behave that really gives us our happiness. So make that list on the right-hand side of what's not going right. Choose something and begin looking at yourself honestly. What can I do to change it? Why do I believe this? Why am I continuing to think that this being impatient is actually serving me? I think if we just start looking at that we open up to a transformation that will totally change our lives for the better.
And when you're saying that, I was picturing, because I could see, you know, writing, well, so-and-so made me angry because they did this, and that's, you know, and actually, if you turn that around and go, I was angry, why was I angry? Why did that impact me? What is this mm-hmm. about? And changing the finger pointing outward to the finger pointing inward of what you're feeling about yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. Because our behavior really does create our life. You know, I talk all of the time about ego boxing, people cutting you off and you wanting to show them that they're rude. It's not going to change. Fighting fire with fire only allows you to get burned. When we really start backing off from some of these engagements of trying to get someone else to realize their bad behavior, when it's a non-life-threatening circumstance, you know, I will still continue to rise up for someone who's about to be hurt or if I'm about to be physically harmed. But just in this everyday activity, let's stop ego boxing with one another. Our world will transform overnight. People are not necessarily out to get us intentionally. We're just not paying attention. That's a huge thing, Chris. We're not paying attention. We're too distracted. Too many things going on.
Yeah, and we are distracted. And yeah, life, it's overwhelming. And there's so much out there in the media and internet and everything that it becomes overwhelming, that if we could just settle into ourselves and simplify things, which is, I think, basic, you know, is getting centering with your heart. That's why your book, Lead With Your Heart, is touching in with your heart can give you more answers than looking out there, doing internet searches. You know, I can't tell you how many classes I've gone to try to, you know, learn things and my business and what I need to go forward. And really, it's all within me.
Yes, it is. And it's all within each of us. We just need to have the keys to unlock some of those doors. And that was my intent with the book, Lead With Your Heart. Give us some keys to unlock some of those doors. It's the doors that helped me once they were opened, helped me a lot.
Yes, and one of the things that you talk about is empathy, and just as a last statement of the importance of empathy.
Mm-hmm. We are all connected. Every single form of life on this planet is connected. And when we lead with our heart, we realize that and we keep that in mind, because we need to make sure that our mind remembers. Our mind doesn't feel, Chris. It's our heart that feels. So empathy, being able to put ourselves in someone else's shoes, being able to give other people the benefit of the doubt, is extremely important. We can't just walk by someone who's homeless. We need to feel. Even if we cannot change their particular situation, we need to keep our heart open so that we see another human being that is suffering.
Yeah, so we're so ashamed. You know, we want to avert our eyes. We don't want to see this. And actually, they're a human being. And if we just, you know, even just saying hello, if we don't have anything to give them, saying hello is acknowledging them that they are a person and they're in this particular situation. It's just, yeah. You know, and we hide from that so much. We don't want to see those.
Well,
situations.
One of the best things that ever happened to me, Chris, if I can share this last thing, and there's a video on my website. It's about my experience of hugging a homeless man. That was the absolutely most phenomenal thing that's happened to me in a long time, because we connected with one another. It was truly amazing. It really was beautiful.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you, Regina, for talking with us today.
Thank you, Chris. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I want everyone to check out our website, www.romancingyoursoul.com. I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you lead with your heart starting today? So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Woman Wisdom Foundation, and our conference we have every year is every February. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book. I'd love for you to check it out. It's Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's available on our website at womanofwisdom.org, and you can sign up for our e-newsletter where we have some articles by people. We put out what we're doing if you're in the Seattle area, all our events. And we have a very special event coming up in May 31st, our Pampering Day. I would love for you to check that out. And also, I just started my Circle Leadership course. It started Thursday night. It's not too late to join in, because I can send you the video of the first class. And it's about leadership and unleashing the powerful leader within you and learning how you can be impactful in a group, how you can learn to share confidently your voice in all the groups that you participate in, and learn about circle leadership. So I would love to share with everybody that learning experience. And next week I'll be interviewing Sarah Harvey Yao. She is the author of Get Present. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm so glad you joined us this hour on Voices of Women, and I wish everybody a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borse, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, Our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I'm Christine Epchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.